talking.
Speaking at all.
Only.
Are we going to do just the slightest pause before that?
Yeah.
You don't
want
to lose that.
Yeah.
Do that a couple times. Just something like four before B.
Yeah, the last run up at 53.
I'm finding it's really key when you start that section, it sets the whole tone, is to be like at the ready, like almost like whatever the notes are, and I feel like it's kind of lagging a little, and it's really key because that sets the whole tone where you're doing those 16s. They need to be really crisp and right on, like they can't be a little behind. So really anticipate, like be ready to, even though it's not loud.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Even like, I can't see your part, but
I think he got the crisp, but again, just that.
One time I was kind of lagging myself,
right,
my mind.
Yeah.
And then the next time I was like, I was really ready, and it made all the difference. Just in my head, I was like.
Because it is an abrupt change in character in what you're playing,
fun.
But so you just kind of have to, like you said, you kind of have to be ready for it.
You have to be really
you kind of got to be out of that sort of flowy mood before you get to C, because if you're not, then...
To me, it's all about the rhythm. I mean, the notes are there, but it's all about... being like right on
strong,
the beat.
You've got the technique.
And even if you miss the notes, as long as you keep that movement... Because if it's like,
it'll slow down. Because I've got 16th notes too, and I got on four, and I got to match you.
Yeah, and I think if we're moving it, you'll be like, you'll feel it more too. I don't know. I just think, I noticed that it was kind of like starting off that way.
Man, like the little deep. Just like hearing your part, just like every part has like all these really cool like little things in them.
Yeah, it always blows my mind. You look at the notes like before you know it, learn a piece. It looks so basic, not basic, but it doesn't look that hard. And then they go, oh, it's a masterpiece. I don't know. And then you like this, you really do see all the different.
Yeah, and you think
stuff.
Like, okay, well that part is beautiful. But then on top of it, there's this other thing that's going on. That's also beautiful. And yet they all sort of dovetail together.
Yeah. And I think it's about contrast. Like when we're doing that, Daniel, or whoever's doing that, that's all like little prickly little.
Yeah.
And it's
I've
always
got a flowy thing.
And there's always this,
yeah.
this beautiful line like that we're just kind of like underneath.
It's all underneath. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you've never heard my part because it's soaring and I'm just playing
I'm just
a little bit of background.
Yeah.
Having fun up there.
Yeah. Janine on top of just it's a suspense. Like Kurt has the counterpoint.
And Janine, actually, there are some parts I think where you have really soft, but you're really high, and you can, you don't need to. It's coming out,
okay.
And it's almost like it can drown out some of the little lower stuff.
Okay.
Whether whoever. All right, I'll stop talking. could we try
into
that?
Is that possible
that
for you, Dan?
No. Could we try around that section where Daniel comes in with the 16ths?
It's right around C is where it starts.
C,
so
something like two before C.
So, well, maybe a little more than that. A few measures back.
How about like 95 or somewhere around?
16th notes when Daniel doesn't.
Yeah.
Because usually I'm doubling with you.
Because I felt like I was playing this really musically. I was like, you can't even hear me, can you?
Yeah, I have that one. I have that line later.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't want to play it louder.
No.
If I don't. But it needs to be heard.
I think you could bring it up.
Good
point. Yeah.
So let's start there.
So just to be aware, and I know I have an advantage because, like I said, when I was at Garth, we worked on this, you know, intensively. So. Can we start at C? that help?
Yes.
And I'll try to play out more there.
Yeah, I think you can.
Yeah, that's something I need to do.
So, I was trying to hold back.
We have a duet
there.
Yep.
Like, there's like moving parts and hold parts. I think the moving parts, you can always bring that out.
Well, now that I know where to focus. So.
And I can hear it. I mean, I'll know to key into you, too. And Daniel, I think a key thing there is also super short bow. Because it's like almost like...
You can't play it otherwise.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one of those places where I just have to kind of do my thing and not worry about what anyone else is doing.
Keep it going.
Yeah,
you really got to drive.
Yeah,
there's
a point to just,
now.
You know, just keep moving and let everyone else worry about themselves.
Well, you have to, but you have to be cognizant of...
Yeah, but I can't, try to play...
You can't try to match
I can't try
us.
To match anyone else or anything.
Yeah.
I just
have
to keep doing
it. It's like a metronome.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
That's part of practice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna follow you on 16 notes.
Yeah. Well,
because you know, that's what happens. So
I have no choice. No, right.